It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A delegation led by Governor Tony Evers is in the midst of a trade mission to Europe to highlight sectors of Wisconsin's economy, including manufacturing and food processing. You can join the conversation by calling in with a question, sharing your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Katie Sinnott is Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Katie, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Great to be back. Thank you.
Yes, we're catching up with you in Belgium on the trade mission with Governor Evers. What's on your agenda for today?
We have so much on our agenda for today. We had a great briefing with the U.S. Ambassador to Belgium to learn more about the opportunities for Wisconsin businesses here. We'll be meeting with Flanders Food to understand their work on sustainability and food production. And we'll end the night with a great reception with over 90 participants of companies we're looking to attract to the state, political figures from Belgium, as well as our own delegation.
Busy day ahead. What are you hoping to achieve on this trade mission?
There are so many objectives for this particular trade mission. It's so important when we have a governor with us. They're always important, but the governor always raises the profile of our trade missions. So we're looking to reinforce the importance of Belgian, Luxembourgish, and Dutch relationships with Wisconsin. So these economic relationships really build strengths between the countries and its companies. We're also looking to support our Wisconsin companies to expand their exports. Right now, we have 10 companies participating in the mission. And prior to their going on the trade mission with us, WEDC, with our in-country trade representative, we reviewed the company's objectives, their fit for the market. And then once we determine the country is a good fit for this company, we set up 3 to 5 vetted meetings every single day for this company. And lastly, we are looking to attract companies from Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands to Wisconsin as they look to expand in North America.
I wonder why 10 companies? This could be a much larger trade mission, and you could also do it with fewer companies.
Our missions typically vary between 6 to 10, and I guess the limitation has to do with our trade representative network. We have contracted trade representatives across 94 countries in the world so that we get the best support. These individuals are actually in country and they know their country very well. And they typically can support about 10 companies at a time because it's quite intense with 10 companies each receiving 3 to 5 meetings per day. They actually probably have to do double or triple reach out to get that many meetings per day for each company.
As they go through these meetings, I wonder, what are the biggest questions about Wisconsin that surface from the people you meet with on this trip?
I think they want to understand where we have commonalities. They want to learn how we do things in our state. For example, if we're talking about sustainable food production or sustainable energy, how are they approaching it versus how Wisconsin's approaching it? Also, if you would talk to our companies, they're obviously looking to see, how is my product used in this country? How does this client or customer perceive my product differently? Or how do you distribute my product in your country? It could be completely different from Wisconsin.
Do you find that there are commonalities that the companies you have on this trade mission didn't realize? Are there some aha moments?
I think there are. Really, when we look at exporting, we say about 80% of it's all the same, right? Everyone wants to receive their product on time. They want a high quality product. They would like to have repairs when required. They need someone to reach out to when they have questions. There's just a little 20% really that's quite different. It could be the payment process. It could be the different requirements or certifications that they require in the country that are a little bit different. But in the end of the day, I think everyone finds that everyone wants to do a good job and get the right product to the right company at the right time.
We're talking about Wisconsin's trade relationships with Katie Sinnott, who is Global Trade and Investment Vice President for the state's Job Creation Agency, as we look at this trade mission to Europe led by Governor Tony Evers. You can join in the conversation along the way. Call in with a question. Share your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Katie, as we've been talking about the meetings that are being taken by these 10 Wisconsin companies, talk a little more about how you select which companies to bring along on a trade mission like this.
Sure. So we have an application process that a company would go through, answering questions like how much do they export, what countries do they export to, explanation of their product, and what are their objectives for the target country. We then work with our trade representative who is in that country, and we have a joint call to walk through all of the different aspects of the company to determine whether that product is a good fit for that country. For example, in Europe, you have highly sophisticated consumers. There's a lot of focus on organics. We have competition from some pretty great manufacturers here in Europe. And so we would have to have a very high quality product for these countries. We wouldn't want to be exporting to Europe, for example, commodity products that could be easily reproduced here in the country. So we go through that whole vetting process to understand their expectations and objectives and make sure that we can meet it and that they're going to benefit from going on this trade mission. And if we feel a different country is a better fit, we'll work with them to get in touch with that representative in that country.
You mentioned organic products. Do you see that Wisconsin products have a leg up in this area, or do we have a lot of more work to do to be competitive with exporting organic products?
We have some companies with us that have organic products, and I think they're going to do great. I know that depending on the country, there might be a different level of certification required for organic products. So they'll have to go through this certification process to ensure that they meet the country's requirements. But I think Wisconsin products have a heavy focus on sustainability. And amazingly enough, we have organic makeups coming out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All sorts of different things coming out of Wisconsin in the area of organics.
Could delegates on this mission return from it with an order in hand or in securing new business?
We always hope that for a company. Exporting typically has a longer pipeline. We did have a great outcome. We just led a trade mission to the Paris Air Show. And one Wisconsin company came out of that with a $50 million contract. I would say that's the exception. Usually, they might get an initial order to test the product, or maybe 6 months to 9 months down the road, they'll get an order. It takes time to develop that trust and to introduce that product to the potential buyer.
It sounds like, too, there is a lot of preparation at Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and your team to schedule these meetings and to really vet potential partners for these Wisconsin companies on these trade missions. Why do you take that upfront, type of investigative work with you, you know, as you go on these missions?
So I think it's really important that when a company is going to take the time to leave their office, spend their money to go overseas and to meet with companies, we want to make sure that they're going to have the best experience possible and the best possibility to sell their goods. We are also considerate of the potential buyers that they're going to meet on the other side, that it's a really good fit for them. It doesn't make sense if your product wouldn't sell well in a particular country to take the time out of your very, very busy day to go and spend time in that country. It's better to take your hard-earned dollars and go to a country where you have the most opportunity. So we do spend a lot of time vetting companies, making sure that they are who they are on the visit side, the companies that our clients would visit with. We want to make sure they have the best experience and best opportunity to sell.
The European Union is Wisconsin's second largest export market. What is your relationship with the European Union versus its member nations?
Sure. So we focus typically on the 27 member EU countries rather than the EU itself. But the EU is a really important trading partner, as you say. So exports to the EU account for 16% of Wisconsin exports, only second behind Canada. And Canada has 31% of Wisconsin's exports. When we looked at Belgium, Belgium is Wisconsin's fifth largest trading partner, and it ranks eighth among the state's export destinations and seventh among import sources. So there are a lot of opportunities there. In 2022, our exports increased by 7% over 2021. And we exported industrial equipment. If you think outboard and inboard marine engines, vehicles and parts, just think tractors and fire trucks, electrical machinery, that would be electronics parts and boards. And it's rounded out with plastics and medical and scientific equipment. And if you look at the Netherlands, it's quite similar, but smaller scale. Netherlands is Wisconsin's 16th largest trading partner, ranking 10th in exports. And it's similar products that we're exporting to the Netherlands, although food and ag ranks much higher because, as you probably know, Kate, the Netherlands is the second largest exporter of food and ag after the United States. They're really a powerhouse in this area, similar to Wisconsin, and offered great opportunities for our companies.
Katie Sinnott leads global trade and investment at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation as we discuss an international trade mission underway, efforts to showcase Wisconsin's economy to other countries. Call in with a question, add your comments, 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. An international trade mission to Europe is underway, led by Governor Tony Evers. We examine efforts to showcase Wisconsin's economy with a delegation that includes representatives from 10 companies here in our state. Be part of the discussion at any point. Call in with a question. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Katie Sinnott with us, Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Katie, turning our attention to China for a moment. Last month, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo visited China, and Raimondo is the first Commerce Secretary traveling to China in 5 years. What is China's relationship with China, with Wisconsin?
So Wisconsin has a strong relationship with China. It's our second largest export destination and a very important partner that can't be ignored. In fact, we are leading a trade mission to China in April of 2024. It will be the first time that we have been back to China since COVID, and we're excited about that opportunity. I think that the market is a complicated market, but it is a very large market. So we continue to focus there. And Wisconsin companies continue to export to China, although we've seen a pretty precipitous drop year to date this year. We're down by about 18% in our exports to China. I think part of that has to do with there's been a lot of movement out of China. If you're not serving the Chinese market, companies have moved perhaps to Vietnam, or they've moved to Europe to serve Europe, or they've moved to the United States to serve the United States. We've seen a lot of movement of companies like that.
Customarily, though, where have Wisconsin exports been most successful in China?
Industrial equipment, the typical areas that you would expect of our top exports. So industrial machinery, electrical machinery, medical and scientific equipment are really top exports to China. So there are a lot of opportunities there.
Yes. And so as you plan for April and you look at this second largest export destination for Wisconsin, how will you perhaps encourage Wisconsin companies to take a fresh look at doing business in China?
I think we'll need to have a little more detailed conversations with the companies to ensure that they understand the market and that they're approaching it to serve the local market, the local Chinese market, and that they understand the challenges that they'll be facing there and that they're fully prepared for it. So deeper conversations.
How does the federal government's China policy affect Wisconsin's trade efforts with China?
We continue to export and import from China. We obviously have some products that are restricted to sell in China, so we follow all of those federal restrictions. Some things that we saw that was restricted in China that benefits the European market. We've been importing a lot of iron and steel from Europe because they're exempted from the tariffs on steel of 25%. And we did just learn from the Belgian ambassador from the United States that they're currently negotiating that tariff exemption now for Europe. But, you know, it's just a conversation to make sure the company is prepared for that trade mission.
You just mentioned Belgium's ambassador, and your European trade delegation is passing through Luxembourg. Former Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is the American ambassador to Luxembourg. Does Barrett have any role in trade negotiations or in this mission?
There will be a visit to see Tom Barrett as we meet with the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, Prime Minister Bettel. And so we are not privy to what Ambassador Barrett does on the trade front, but he does potentially have some involvement, although I would think the USTR is more heavily involved.
How important in general are ambassadors to planning and carrying out trade missions, building connections?
Sure. I think ambassadors are very important. They build those economic relationships for the United States, and they also help, particularly when we have a governor on the mission, to help the governor build his own economic relationships. The team that we work so closely with is the U.S. Commercial Service, and they have offices in most of the embassies and consulates around the world. And they help us set up meetings for foreign direct investment. They give us briefings on opportunities in the country. So the ambassador and his team are really key in our success in every country we visit.
Katie Sinnott with us, Global Trade and Investment Vice President for Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, as we discuss trade mission underway to Europe, and we look more closely at Wisconsin's trade ties. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Katie, you've been working on international business negotiations for our state for nearly a decade. How do foreign businesses view Wisconsin?
They highly respect our manufacturing. They know that at the heart of who Wisconsin is, we are a manufacturing state, whether it is in food processing or medical equipment or pharmaceuticals or water technology equipment. They know that our workforce is strong and experienced manufacturers. For example, if you look at Komatsu, who opened their headquarters for mining globally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they did that because they knew we had a multi-generational manufacturing workforce. So Wisconsin is Yes, we are known for our beer and cheese, but we are highly respected as well for our manufacturing prowess.
On manufacturing, last month, tech giant Foxconn announced plans to sell off properties in Green Bay and Eau Claire. And this move raised further questions about Foxconn's interests in growing its presence here. Do you want to bring more international manufacturers to Wisconsin?
We absolutely do. And what's super interesting about that is with the Inflation Reduction Act, we have seen almost a 25% increase of foreign companies looking to locate in the United States over the previous year. So not only are we looking to land very strong, solid manufacturing companies here in the state, they're also looking to land in the state.
What is follow-up like with leads and contacts after the trade mission is over, after you're back on Wisconsin soil?
I would say that's the hardest part, right? Because you have to follow up, you have to call everyone, follow up on every promise that was made, and then just continue to make sure that our companies that we brought with us also follow up. So our market development directors who organize the company meetings will reach out to them quite frequently, immediately after the trade mission, to ensure that they're following up appropriately with the companies that they met in the countries where we have visited. And WEDC will be doing the exact same thing on our meetings.
Katie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It was enjoyable. Thank you so much.
Katie Sinnott is Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.